各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Good morning to all brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣他丰盛的慈爱、平安、喜乐，充充满满的和我们每一位同在。
May the Lord's abundant love, joy, and peace be upon all of us.
我们这个礼拜教会的读经进度，把这个加拉太书读完，读过一次。
And our Bible reading progress for this week is to finish the book of Galatians.
那今天早上想要和大家一起从加拉太书里面一起来学习要怎么样做一个新造的人。
And this morning we'll be using the topic of how to be a new creation from the book of Galatians as mutual encouragement.
我们一起来看加拉太书的第六章十二节。
So let's turn to the book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 12.
加拉太书第六章的十二节和十三节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 12 and 13.
加拉太书第六章十二节和十三节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 12 and 13.
凡希图外貌体面的人都勉强你们受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。他们那些受割礼的连自己也不守律法，他们愿意你们受割礼，不过是要借着你们的肉体夸口。
As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh.
在这两节里面，保罗提到了他写信给加拉太教会的信徒的原因。
In these two verses shows the reason why Apostle Paul wrote to the members in Galatia.
我们读加拉太书的时候，我们会看到说，那个时候，当时保罗在传福音给加拉太教会之后不久，就有一些错误的这些教导进入这个教会。
And so we look at the book of Galatians when Paul wrote it. Some of the churches of Galatia had some heretical teachings in there.
所以在一开始加拉太书第一章第六节那边，保罗就提到说，这些加拉太他很稀奇，这些加拉太教会的信徒他们很快的去离开了这个神的福音，去从另外一个福音。
And so in Galatians chapter 1 verse 6, Paul marveled that the Galatian church members are turning away so soon from Lord Jesus, who they have been exposed to a different gospel.
那这个别的福音就是当时有这个假教师进入教会，把这个别的福音带入教会。
And the reason that there is this different gospel that entered the church is because there were some people who went in to bring this different gospel to the members.
那这些假教师他们教导当时候加拉太的信徒要再回去这个遵守摩西的律法，要行割礼才能够得救。
And these false teachers were teaching that they must receive circumcision and must keep the Mosaic law in order to be saved.
那在第六章这里十二节十三节这边，保罗就提到说，这些假教师他们的目的其实就是要借着这个信徒的这个肉体来夸口。
And so the purpose for these false teachers, as shown in Galatians chapter 6 verse 13, is that they will be able to boast in their flesh.
因为他们能够在其他的犹太人面前来让他们看到说，他们能够让这些外邦的信徒好像也接受割礼，好像他们归入了这个犹太教一样。
So that they could say to the other Jews that they were able to make some of the Gentiles become circumcised as if they were bringing them into the Jewish faith.
让他们能够赢得这个犹太人的认可。
So that they can win the recognition of other Jews.
另外一方面，他们这样子的做法也让他们能够避免这个犹太人来的这些逼迫。
And them in doing so would also be able to avoid persecution from the Jews.
所以保罗就写这个加拉太书来纠正当时候这个加拉太教会的这个错误的这个观念。
So Paul's letter to the Galatians was to correct some of these wrong teachings that these teachers brought in.
告诉他们说，人是因着信来称义。
And to teach them that mankind shall be justified by faith.
人称义不是因为还继续这个遵守这个律法称义。
And that mankind would not be justified from continuing to keep the Mosaic law.
人在神的面前能够是被神称义，能够得救，不是因为继续这个遵守这个割礼。
To be justified and to be saved before God, it is not capable. We are not able to do that through the keeping of the law.
所以后来在第六章的十五节就，保罗就做了这个结论。
And so in chapter 6, verse 15 of Galatians, Paul makes this conclusion.
我们来看加拉太书六章的十五节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 15.
十五节，受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。
15, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation.
所以保罗就做了结论说，这个是不是要守这个律法的条例，是不是要受割礼，这些都不是，在这个主耶稣来了以后，这些不是这么的重要。
After Jesus Christ has come, whether to be circumcised or not to be circumcised, none of this is important.
一个人要接受主耶稣，在接受主耶稣的救恩之后，信主之后，最要紧的是要做一个新造的人。
A person who has accepted Lord Jesus Christ as Lord, the most important thing after their belief is to become a new creation.
那一个人要如何成为一个新造的人？
How shall a person become a new creation?
我们来看一下哥林多后书的第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章的第十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
这里说一个人要成为新造的人，他必须要在基督里。
So here it says, if anyone wants to be a new creation, he must be in Christ.
那意思就是一个人要成为新造的人，他必须要属于基督。
So that if anyone is a new creation, he must belong to Christ.
那在属于基督之后，旧事就已经过了，一切都变成新的。
And once you are in Christ, and all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new.
那一个人要怎么样属于基督？
So how shall a person be in Christ?
我们看一下罗马书的第六章第三节和四节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 4.
罗马书第六章第三节和第四节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 4.
罗马书第六章第三节，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
3. Or do you not know that many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also shall walk in newness of life.
这里圣经告诉我们说，我们借着洗礼能够归入基督耶稣。
Here it tells us through baptism, we will be able to baptize into Christ.
因为借着洗礼，我们与主一同同死同埋葬，然后同复活。
And because through baptism, we have died together, and we also raised up together, and also resurrected together.
所以透过这个主耶稣的这个洗礼，我们就成为主耶稣，成为主耶稣的人。
Through the baptism of Jesus Christ, then we have become, we belong to Jesus Christ.
并且在洗礼之后，我们变成一个新的人。这边说到，我们一举一动有新生的样式。
And we also become a new creation after baptism, for it says here, even so, we also should walk in the newness of life.
所以这个我们洗礼就是一个人的改变。
And so baptism has become a person's turning point.
我们再来看以弗所书第四章二十一节。
Let's also turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21.
以弗所书第四章的二十一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21.
二十一节到二十四节。
21 to 24.
21节，如果你们听了他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
21. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness, holiness.
同样这边圣经提到了我们在信主受洗之后我们的生命应该有一个转变。
And so when we have been baptized and we believe in God, our life direction should have a change.
在认识主习在信主之前我们是一个旧人。
And before we have known Christ, we were the old man.
但是在认识主洗礼以后我们变成一个新人。
But after baptism, we have become new.
那这个新人刚刚罗马书那边提到说有新生的样式。
And this new man should walk in the newness of life.
那这里就提到说这个新生的样式就是神的真理真理的仁义和圣洁。
And this new man that we have to put on is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
是照着神的形象造的。
And this is created in the image of God.
就是有基督的形象。
And this is the image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在加拉太书第三章二十七节那边也说到说我们受洗归入基督之后就是披戴基督。
And that's why in Galatians chapter 3 verse 27 it tells us, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
所以我们看到说我们在洗礼之后信主之后我们就成为一个新造的人。
And so for after we have believed and been baptized into Christ, we have put on Christ.
那一个新造的人有什么样的表现？
What kind of behavior or conduct should a new man have?
我们再看回来加拉太书第六章。
Let's turn back to Galatians chapter 6.
第六章的十四节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 14.
加拉太书第六章的十四节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 14.
但我不断但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这边保罗就提到了一个新造的人他是不以别的夸口，他不以肉体夸口，他夸口的是主耶稣的十字架。
And so here we see that the new man does not boast according to the flesh, but he would boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是说在一个人信主成为新造的人之后基督的十字架在他的生活上变成是一个非常重要的一个部分。
It means that after a person has believed and been baptized into Christ, that the cross of the Lord Jesus has become a very important part of their life.
那我们在加拉太书里面我们就会看到保罗提到了三次提到了这个基督的十字架。
And we know that in the book of Galatians, Paul mentions the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ three times.
讲到了我们要把三件事要把它钉在十字架上。
There are three things we must put and crucify on the cross.
也是在讲说一个新造的人他生活上的三种改变。
It is also speaking to the change that the new man has.
第一就是我们继续读这个十四节的下半段。
The first one, let's continue reading chapter 6, verse 14.
因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
By whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
所以这里提到了我们要把这个世界能够钉在十字架上。
So here it tells us to crucify the world onto the cross.
那世界在圣经当中我们会看到有很多的代表。
And the world can represent many things as seen in the Bible.
我们从这一段加拉太书第六加拉太书里面第六章这里的前后文，我们看到说这里保罗所讲的这个世界就代表说人想要靠着肉体的行为所带来的夸口。
And if we read the context of this verse 14, it tells us that the world are the things in which we want to boast in front of other men.
Boasting that comes from human achievement.
Boasting that comes from human achievement.
因为我们看到说，因为当时候有一些信徒，他们 有一些犹太人他们想要借着这些信徒他们接受割礼遵守律法的这些行为来夸口。
For the Jews, they would want to use to boast in front of other Jews that they were able to make the Gentiles become circumcised.
但是保罗说到这些这个是世界上的事情。
But Paul says these are things of the world.
所以要把这些东西要钉在十字架上，不能够靠着世界来夸口。
So we must we must put on the cross our human achievements.
那世界也代表一些世人在精神上还有物质上的追求。
And the world can also represent some of the things that we seek after with our energy.
我们一起来看约翰一书的第二章第十六节。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 1 verse
16. 约翰一书第二章的十六节。
1 John chapter 2, chapter 2 verse 16.
约翰一书第二章十五节十五节和十六节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 15 and 16.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world.
这里提到这个世界上的事，十六节。
Here it tells us for all that is in the world.
就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
And it is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
这些都是今天在世界上的人所追求、所去做的事情。
And so these are the things that the people of the world seek after for themselves.
不管是在精神上。或者是在物质上世人所努力要去追求的事情。
And no matter these are the things they seek after on their mind all the time, and also they can also be a material goods.
那在圣经当中，世界也能够代表这个人所发明的一些传统和人的理学。
And the world can also represent a lot of the philosophies of the world, the trends of the world, and some of the traditions that we have.
我们来看一下哥罗西书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians,
第二章第八节。
Chapter 2, verse 8.
哥罗西书第二章第八节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 8.
哥罗西书第二章第八节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 8.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.
这边圣经提到保罗提到了这个我们要谨慎这个世上有一些世上的小学和人间的遗传，这个是人所发明的，是会来引诱我们离开基督。
And so Paul tells us to beware of the philosophies and the traditions of men, which are invented by mankind, which can also lead us astray in our faith.
就好像在当时候的教会，他们这些面对的这些犹太人的这个逼迫。
Just like the persecution of the Jews that the members of that were facing at the time.
因为犹太人非常重视这个旧约的律法和他们犹太教的传统。
Because for the Jewish people, they place a great emphasis on the traditions and the law.
同时在对外对从教会也面对了这个从外面来的这些世界上的这些这些教训，世界上的教导而受到一些影响。
At the same time, the church was also influenced by the secular philosophies and the principles of the world.
所以。保罗在加拉太书第六章这边就告诉就勉励当时的信徒说，我们要把世界要来 把世界钉在这个十字架上。
Hence Paul encourages the members in Galatians chapter 6 to crucify the world.
就是在告诉他们说，这当世界被钉在十字架，表示世界已经 对我们来说已经 死掉了。
Because if the world was crucified on the cross, it means that the world is dead to them.
所以这些世界上的事情对我们对信主的人来说不再有吸引力，不再有影响力。
And so the things of the world would no longer entice the members.
我们每一个人在这个在我们的生命当中，在世界上都有一些我们所追求或者我们很重视的一些事情。
And so for all of us here, we also have some things that we place an emphasis on in the world.
有些人他很重视追求这个物质上的丰盛。
For some people, they seek after the abundant goods of the world.
所以这些物质上的丰盛，像是财富，对他来说是非常的重要。
And so these things, the material goods for them, is very important.
或者有一个舒适的生活，对他来说很重要。
Or perhaps a life of studying is important to them.
那有些人对有些人来说这个他的人生的成就或他的这个一个人的名声对他来讲非常的重要。
And for some people, their name or the recognition of the name or fame is quite important to them.
所以他一生的生命就是在追求有更多更高的成就，在社会上有更好的名声。
So in their whole life, they seek after recognition or their name to be established in the world.
或者他们觉得说要对社会有某种的贡献，这是非常重要。
Or perhaps they feel like they must have some great contribution to society in order to be important.
那有些人的追求，我们有些人的追求是比较精神方面的，不是这种物质方面。
But some of our pursuits might linger in the mind.
我们会很重视这个有一个好的生活品质。
We might want to seek after a good quality of life.
所以不只是有这个舒适的生活，我们还要很重视我们生活当中各个不同的部分像是这个生活当中要有娱乐，或者是要一个很好的家庭生活。
For perhaps not only a life of studying would appease us, but also we would emphasize on certain parts where how we must live a joyful or a happy life.
所以我们很重视要有一个非常好的生活品质。
So we might want to have a good standard of living.
那有些人他很重视传统。
And for some people, they place a great emphasis on traditions.
他觉得说这个传统对他来说是很重要。
They may feel that the traditions they have been brought up since young are very important to them.
他要能够保持这个传统。
And they must keep and hold on to the traditions at all costs.
那这些人所重视的事情，其实就是我们所谓的这个价值观。
And so what these things that people seek after, these are what we call them principles.
因为我们觉得很重要的事情这些就成为我们的价值观，常常就在决定我们生活的重心是在哪里。
Because these important things that matter to us, they become the principles that dictate the directions of our lives.
但是我们信主之后，这边圣经告诉我们说，我们的价值观要改变。
But here it tells us that if we believe in Jesus Christ, we must our direction, our principles must change.
我们成为一个新造的人，我们的价值观会有改变。
To become a new man, it also means our principles must change.
我们本来是很看重这些世界上的一些事情。
So if we have held on to certain important things that we regard in the world,
但是我们在信主之后，这些事情已经被钉在十字架上。
Then after we believe in the Lord Jesus, these things must be crucified on the cross.
所以让我们能够看重神的事情过于世界上的这一切的事情。
So that we may place an importance, a greater importance on the things of God, over the things of the world.
那我们看到使徒保罗他自己也是有这样子这个价值观的改变。
We see for Apostle Paul, he also experienced such change.
我们来看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章第七节跟第八节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 to 8.
腓立比书第三章第七节至第八节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 to 8.
第七节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
在这里保罗就提到他之前在信主被主召以前，他就像这些犹太人一样，非常重视这些犹太教的这些传统。
And so before he believed in Jesus Christ, he was like the rest of the Jews who had placed a great importance on recognition or traditions.
他们是以这个律，他们是很热心在于这个旧约的律法上。
They were zealous in the things of the law.
这些在他之前在他信主以前，对他是非常非常非常重要的事情。
And before Christ, these things were quite important to Paul.
但是他这里说，在当他认识基督以后，这些都变成 是有损的。
And so after he has believed in Christ, he counted all these things as loss.
他已经把万事丢弃，万事看作粪土。
And he counted them as rubbish.
以认识主耶稣基督为至宝。
And he counted them all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ.
所以我们看到说，这个保罗在信主之后，他这个价值观的这个转变。
So we see here Paul's own principles has also experienced a change after he believed.
以前与他有益的事情，当这些事跟神一比之下，是没有办法相比。
So what things that he thought were gain to him before Christ, he counted as loss after he has known Christ.
所以这个是我们今天做新造的人，我们生活中应该要有的改变。
So this is a change that we must have.After we have received Christ.
那我们再来看第二个改变。
Let us look at the second change.
在加拉太书里面提到了另外第二个我们要钉在十字架上。
There is a second thing in the book of Galatians that we must crucify on the cross.
我们看加拉太书第二章的二十节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
加拉太书第二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
这里提到我们做新造的人要钉在十字架的架上的第二件事，就是我们要把我们自己能够钉在十字架上。
And so the second thing that we must crucify on the cross after we have become a new creation is to crucify ourselves.
我们是与基督同钉在十字架上。
We must be crucified with the Lord Jesus on the cross.
我们知道说主耶稣他借着这个十字架来表明出他对人的爱。
And we know that the Lord Jesus expressed his great love through the cross.
这边就提到说这个神是爱我们 为我们舍己。
And here it tells us that the Son of God is one who has loved us and gave himself for us.
所以我们看到说主耶稣他为了完成这个救恩，完成救 来救我们人，他愿意为人来舍己，来钉在这个十字架上。
And so for us, for the sake of the salvation plan, for the sake of bringing us salvation, he was willing to give himself up for us.
所以我们也要学习基督，我们要跟基督同钉在十字架上，我们也要能够愿意来为主耶稣、为神舍己。
And so we must learn from Christ to be willing to be able to give ourselves up for Christ.
所以主耶稣他自己也讲说，要要跟从他的人必须要能够舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
That's why the Lord Jesus has once said that in order to come and be my disciples, you must bear up your cross.
所以把自己钉在十字架上，表明说我们愿意舍己来跟从主。
And so in order to by giving ourselves up on the cross, it means we were willing to come and give up all these things for him.
那这边提到说我们在跟主同钉十字架之后。这里二十节提到说，在我们在活着的就不是我们自己，而是基督在我里面活着。
And if you have crucified yourself with Christ on the cross, then here, like Paul says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
我们来看一下哥林多前书的第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章的十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
十九节和二十节。
Verse 19 and 20.
哥林多前书第六章十九节和二十节。
Verse 19 and 20.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的。所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
所以这个基督在我们里面活着，就是告诉我们说，我们信主之后，我们这个生命不再是我们自己的了。
And so if we have believed in Christ, this life that we now live is no longer ours.
因为这里说我们每一个人都是神，都是主耶稣用重价买来的。
Because every one of us were bought at a great price.
用他的宝血来买我们每一个人。
We were bought by his precious blood.
所以我们信主之后，我们不再是我们自己的人。
So after we have believed in Christ, we are no longer ourselves.
我们不再是为自己而活。
We no longer live for ourselves.
我们再看哥林多后书第五章十四节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14.
哥林多后书第五章十四节和十五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
哥林多后书第五章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主。
14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
所以这里告诉我们说，主耶稣替我们死，让那其实我们每一个人也跟他一起死了。
And so here it tells us that the Lord Jesus died for us all, then all died.
死了以后我们又复活。
And after death we were resurrected.
那我们活着就不再是为自己活。
And this life that we now live should no longer be for ourselves.
乃是要为这个替我们死而复活的这个主耶稣活。
But we ought to live for him who died for us and resurrected again.
所以我们做一个新造的人，我们已经跟主耶稣一起同钉在十字架上。
And so as a new creation we have already been crucified on the cross with the Lord Jesus.
我们的生命变成是主耶稣的生命。
Our life now belongs to Christ.
所以我们这生命当中，我们的这个生命的中心有一个改变。
And so the center of our lives should have a change.
在我们信主以前，我们是为自己活，我们是以自己为中心。
Before Christ, we lived for ourselves. The center of our lives was me.
在受洗前，我们是我们自己生命的老板。
And before baptism, we were our own bosses.
所以我们做自己想要做的事情。
So we did whatever that pleases us.
那我们寻求自己的喜欢。
And we sought after our own desire.
但是圣经告诉我们说，我们受洗以后，我们生命的中心有一个改变。
But after baptism, it tells us that our center of our life is changed.
我们要以神为中心。
We must place the center of our life on God.
所以受洗以后，神变成我们生命中的主人。
And so after baptism, God has become the master of our lives.
所以我们要能够专心的寻求神的旨意。
And so that we must seek the will of God diligently.
并且我们做事是凡事都要去讨神的喜欢。
And in all things, we must seek after the pleasure of God.
所以在罗马书十四章第八节那边也说。
And so in Romans chapter 14, verse 8, it tells us this.
我们若活着是为主而活。
For if we live, we live to the Lord.
我们若死了，是为主而死。
And if we die, we die to the Lord.
所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
所以这是我们在做新造的人第二个生活上的应该要有的转变。
And so this is the second thing that as a new creation we must have in our life.
那加拉太书里面提到第三件我们应该要钉在十字架上的事情。
And in the book of Galatians there remains one last thing that it tells us that we must crucify on the cross.
我们看加拉太书第五章第二十四节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5 verse 24.
加拉太书第五章第二十四节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24.
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
24 And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
啊，没有错，我们有心志想要舍己，我们立志要舍己为主而活。没有错，我们有这个立，我们会立志要为主而活。
And if we have resolved ourselves to live for Christ.
啊，这个是我们心智上的一个决心。
This is something that's a determination in our hearts.
啊，但是我们人还带着这个肉体，我们有肉体的软弱。
But as people of the flesh, we carry with ourselves the desires of the flesh.
啊，圣经告诉我们说，因为我们的肉体，我们有很多肉体的情欲，所以我们常常很多我们想要做的事情，我们没有办法去做出来。
Because we are of the flesh carries itself with passions and desires. So there are many things that we want to do, but because we're of the flesh, we cannot.
啊，所以这边保罗就勉励信徒说，我们属主耶稣的人，我们要把肉体还有肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
And so here Paul encourages the members, saying that we who belong to Christ have been crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
在加拉太书五章的十六节到二十六节，这边就提到了两种的一个人两种的生活方式。
And so in Galatians chapter 5, from verse 16 to 26, it tells us that there's this one person who has two different types of lifestyle.
第一种的生活方式就是顺着肉体的情欲去生活。
And the first type of lifestyle is one who lives according to the works of the flesh.
那另外一种的生活方式就是顺着圣灵行事。
And the second type of lifestyle is a lifestyle that is in accordance with the fruit of the Spirit.
所以在十九节到二十一节这里就提到了这个人带着肉体活在这个世上。
And so in verse 19 to 21, it tells us the works of the flesh which we live in this world.
是会有肉体的情欲。
The life we live will have the works of the flesh.
所以我们人很容易随着这个肉体的情欲去做一些坏事。
And it is trivial for us to follow in the works of the flesh and to do all these corrupt deeds.
我们看一下十九节到二十一节。
Let us look at verse 19 to 21.
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
19. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
在十七节那里就提到说，我们带着肉体，所以虽然信主以后，我们这个肉体还是跟圣灵在相争。
And in verse 17, it tells us, because we carry our fleshly body with us, the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh.
那如果我们顺从肉体的情欲去生活，那这个结果就是会做出在十九节到二十一节提到的这些事情。
And so if we follow our fleshly lusts, then we will live out the things that are said in verse 19 to 21.
我们如果仔细看的话，这边讲到有一些很严重的，但是有一些也是我们常常生活上我们常常会做的一些事情。
And we look at verse 19 to 21, there are some severe sins against God, while also there are also minor sins that we might also do in our daily lives.
但是主耶稣应许那些相信他受洗归他的人会领受圣灵。
But the Lord Jesus gives the Holy Spirit to those who believe in Him.
圣经提到说圣灵是一个保惠师，或者是可以讲说是一个帮助者。
The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is a helper or a counselor.
所以圣灵的工作其中一项就是要能够帮助信徒能够克服这些肉体的情欲。
And one of the main functions of the Holy Spirit is to aid the members in overcoming the desires of the flesh.
所以在罗马书第八章那里圣经提到说我们能够靠着圣灵来治死这个身体的恶行。
And so that's why in Romans chapter 8, it tells us that if we live according to the Spirit, we will be able to put to death the deeds of the body.
所以我们信主之后，我们有另外一种生活的方式，就是在22节到23节，23节这里讲的。
So after we have believed and have been baptized into Christ, we must change our lifestyles, just as it said in verse 22 and 23.
就是我们能够当我们能够顺着圣灵而行，不放纵肉体的情欲。
It is to live according to the Spirit, and destroy the works of the flesh.
那这个结果就是二十二节和二十三节。
And the result is verse 22 and 23.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
22, but this.Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
所以我们有两种的选择。
So we have two choices.
我们可以选择放纵肉体的情欲来活。
We can continue to live according to the lust of the flesh.
但是这里圣经告诉我们说，如果是这样子的话，我们不能够承受神的果。
But it tells us here the result that if we practice such things, we will not inherit the kingdom of God.
那我们也可以选择靠着圣灵而活而行。
We can also choose to walk in the Spirit and live according to the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这样子我们就能够结出这里提到的圣灵的果子。
And if we live according to the Spirit, then we will be able to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们能够表现出仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
We'll be able to do love, do joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这里说这样子的事情是没有律法禁止。
And it also tells us that against such there is no law.
意思就是说，其实这个就是在完全的这个成就了律法的要求。
And what does this mean? This means that all of these actually fulfill the righteous requirements of the law.
这里是这个是神所要我们去活的一个生活。
And this is the life in which the Lord Jesus wants us to live out.
所以在罗马书第八章十三节那里也说到。
And so that's why in Romans chapter 8 verse 13 it tells us this.
说你们如果你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。
If you live according to the flesh, you will die.
但是若靠圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。
But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
所以我们做一个新造的人，我们要能够把这个肉体和肉体的邪情钉在十字架上。
So as a new creation, we must crucify the flesh with its passions and desires.
我们要能够选择去靠圣灵行事，然后过一个得胜这个肉体情欲的生活。
And we must choose to walk and live in the Spirit and choose a life to overcome the works of the flesh and become victorious.
所以从加拉太书里面，我们学习到说，我们要能够最重要的是要能够做一个新造的人。
And so the most important thing from the book of Galatians is to become a new creation.
我们借着主耶稣的救恩受洗归入他。
For by the baptism of the Lord Jesus, his salvation, we belong in him.
就成为一个新造的人。
And we become a new creation.
所以在我们的生命上有转变。
And so that our life direction will have a change.
我们把这个世界钉在十字架上。
To be able to crucify the world on the cross.
让我们这个生命的这个重心从世界转成再从到神。
To allow our principles to be chained from the world to God.
我们也把自己能够钉在十字跟基督一起同钉在十字架上。
For we are also able to crucify ourselves on the cross.
就是我们能够舍己来跟随主。
To be able to sacrifice ourselves and follow him.
让我们生命的中心从自己变成是神，变成是主耶稣。
So to allow the master of our lives, which changes from being us to God.
最后我们也能够把肉体和肉体的情欲钉在十字架上。
And lastly, may we be able to crucify on the cross the flesh with its passions and desires.
让我们能够真正顺从圣灵而活。
So that we may be able to live by the Holy Spirit.
来战胜我们的肉体。
To overcome the deeds of the flesh.
那我们能够结出这个圣灵的果子。
So that we may be able to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们最后一起来唱赞美诗四百九十二。
Let us now sing hymn 492.
Father, see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Be pure in the story, be faithful in truth. Let others see Jesus in you. See Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Keep telling the story, be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you. What joy it will be at set of sun, dimensions be souls that you have won. Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Let others see Jesus in you. Keep telling the story, be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you. And live for Christ both day and night. Be faithful, be brave and true. And lead the lost to life and light. Let others see Jesus in you. Others see Jesus in you. See Jesus in you. Keep telling the story, be faithful and true. Let others see Jesus in you. 请坐。
Please be